Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Chad Thomas, hello, how are you?
Hello, Kathy Kayla, let me climb onto my soapbox.
Chad is the Chief Executive Officer at IRS Forensic Investigations. Going to be talking, well, finding out from Chad about these insurance policy syndicates. Who are the syndicates and who are their victims and how does it work, Chad?
So a lot more prolific than one would expect. So prolific, in fact, that the insurance companies came together a couple of years ago and formed an organization called the South African Insurance Crime Bureau. And when that organization was established, it was primarily established to investigate vehicle-related theft because vehicle crime was so high in South Africa. About 3 years ago, they created a dedicated unit for the long-term insurance industry to investigate these type of murders that are taking place. It's not murder for hire. It's simply murder for insurance policies. And it's reached epic proportions, specifically in rural areas such as KZN, where bodies have been placed on sale from mortuaries, unclaimed bodies. And in far more severe cases, we've seen instances where family members have actually hired people to take out other family members over which they have insurance policies. And of course, there's a very high profile case very recently where an ex-police officer was accused and subsequently found guilty of having certain of her family members murdered, and others were in line to be murdered specifically for insurance.
So killing people for money is not a new concept. In fact, amongst the two main reasons that people are murdered is either for money or for love. So what do you think is prompting this as a trend? Why is it making news now if it's not really a new problem?
It's a new problem in that it's reaching massive proportions. It was, in terms of murder statistics, it was at the lower end. Now, in terms of murder statistics, it's at the higher end. So where you have murders traditionally in South Africa, the majority of murders are GBV-based, and the majority are people that are in relationships. We've seen an increase in murder for hire in the taxi industry. We've seen an increase in murder for hire in political parties where people, and it's within those same political parties, unlike other countries where rival politicians from rival parties are killing one another, we're seeing, specifically within the ruling party, we're seeing a lot of murder for hire, because with the position as a ward councillor comes a job, comes money, and comes the opportunity to get tenders and to spread those tenders amongst friends. What we now see is a massive spike in murders that are related specifically to insurance policies. In the past, you could take out an insurance policy on anybody. It wasn't as well managed as what we see now, in terms of the fact that you have to have a reason for having a policy over somebody's life. They have to go for medicals, etc. And therein we see this massive increase in murder for hire, where people have been hired, parts of syndicates, to murder family members of the people that have hired them, and in return they get a split of what gets paid out by the insurance company.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So how do you prove it, that it's part of a syndicate?
That's why the African Insurance Crime Bureau, there isn't a specialized unit within SAPS or the Hawks. They've got so much to deal with that it's now up to the private sector to be able to try help sort through this. So obviously what they're looking at is they're looking at patterns. With the police officer that was subsequently convicted and found guilty, there were anomalies. There were a lot of policies taken out over a short space of time, and within that short space of time, there were a lot of deaths reported. In the most recent case, it was reported in the media, within 3 months of a policy being taken out on somebody, there was a claim on that particular policy. So we're seeing a lot more of this happening. And of course, there are anomalies. There's ways and means in which the insurance companies look at it. So there's always an interim investigation just to make sure that the claim is correct, that the premium is up to date. But if there's a red flag, it goes to the next stage where the in-house investigators get involved. And if they believe it's the syndicate, they then refer it to the Insurance Crime Bureau.
So interesting, because whether you take medical insurance, whether you're taking short-term insurance, whatever it is, there's always a three-month period. I think the only exception to that would be probably travel insurance and car insurance, which is from day one that you pay your premium. So it would be very interesting to see that if they're right after the window period, boom, you know, somebody gets taken out. It's just absolutely crazy. How much of this do you think is being driven by crime, and how much of this do you think is being driven by unemployment and people just, you know, their economic position?
Not unemployment. It's an organized crime. People set out to do it. You must understand they must budget for it. They must budget for the hitman. They must budget for the 3 or 4 months that they're going to be paying the premium. So it's so premeditated. The intent is there, that one can't blame it on statistics of unemployment. One can't blame it on anything except greed.
And there you have it. Chad Thomas, thank you so much for your time. And looking forward to hearing you again on Monday. Do you know what's coming up on your show on Monday?
Monday, we're chatting about the impact of social evils that are creating an increase in crime, specifically with regards to drug use and other addictions.
Oh, interesting, as always. Chad, have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much for your time.
Cheers, Kathy. Take Cheers, care. Hi, listeners.
Cheers. Bye. That's Chad Thomas. He's the CEO of IRS Forensic Investigations. You know him well.